Hello, this is the Exotics Fan, Al speaking.
Oh, hi, Al. My name's Sam. I'm a pharmacist calling from Aspley Day and Night Pharmacy. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you?
I have a script here from a Dr. Vanessa Harkis.
Yep.
It's for a guinea pig who I believe is part of the Queensland Guinea Pig Refuge.
Yep.
It's a bit of a strange one, Al, because I've got a script here for meloxicam, which has been handed in to me to make up, to compound.
Yep.
But I don't know what flavour a guinea pig would like, to be entirely honest.
Sure,
I was wondering if there was any guidance.
Yeah, just bear with me. I'll see what my nurse might recommend. Is there, like, do you have many flavours to pick from, or what's the...
Well, the default is normally chicken for this preparation, but I do have, like, a tuna
banana or
flavor.
Something.
I might be able to see... I don't think I have banana, but I definitely have strawberry, I definitely have cherry.
Yeah, cool. Well, just bear with me a second. I'll see if my nurse has any recommendations on what guinea pigs might prefer, and I'll let you know. Just bear with me.
Oh, no stress at all.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic.
Thank you for holding there. So I just spoke to my colleagues, and they said that some guinea pigs aren't really the biggest fan of, like, really sweet fruit flavours. So if there was, like, a fruit flavour or, like, vegetable flavour, I would be surprised if you had that. But if there was, like, a fruit flavour that wasn't very strong, that would probably be preferable. But, look, it's not really an exact science. So, just whatever you guys could make up and whatever's easiest for you, if there's none that fit those requirements, then that's fine as well.
Okay, there's none that I should be particularly careful of. Do you think, say, unfortunately, a lot of the fruit flavours, as you can imagine, are quite sweet as a design to mask, but I could go with, like, a chicken flavour, which is probably a bit more neutral.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be, I guess, okay?
Well, yeah, my nurse mentioned that, some of those flavours are what we sometimes do get. I don't think it's the biggest issue. If it is chicken flavour, it's not going to affect them at all. And if it's more of a neutral flavour, then that might be a little bit easier to give for some of these, unwell animals that are, not liking that really strong, sweet, artificial flavour. It might just be easier to go chicken, just to give it that neutral flavour where they might not dislike it as much.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Thank you for your help, Al.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the call. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, and
awesome.
You too.
No worries. Bye-bye.